Watches? Are you a watch guy? Were you ever a watch guy?
Never in my life.
In your whole life?
No.
You got, you know what? You got good wrists. I have thin
wrists. I have little.
Hold on. Oh my God, you do. Yeah. Not as bad as mine though. Look, when I do mine, like look how much room I have. And then yours is...
Yeah, but I have small hands, too. Little tiny hands.
Yeah, but you got great for fucking pass, bro.
Oh, it gets in there.
Yeah, grab the...
That's why children worked on machines.
It really is. Yeah. The little small hands fingers.
Under your shoulder pad.
Which, by the way, they're doing now. Did you know that? Child labor's back, baby.
Not in America.
No, I swear to God. In like all these like major cereals, all the cereals we love,
yeah.
We're just having kids box them up. And do the boxes and stuff. They're just taking immigrant kids and like these people take immigrants in, like being like, we're gonna take care of them. And then they're like, you work at the cereal factory.
In Buffalo, next to Helium.
Yeah, dude. We're the great, well, I always say that whenever I work there, factory. I go, we're the great Count Chocula fire of 79 happened. It took my dad in that cereal factory. You know what I've never asked you as a friend?
Dirty socks.
Dude, that's what I do. Look at this. This one's wearing through.
I should wear shoes.
White,
for this.
Nah, dude. White boys in socks. That's our lingerie.
All right. Are we on?
Oh, yeah, dude. We don't have like a proper start.
Just making sure.
Oh, you don't say anything crazy?
No, I. You know,
you're gonna let it rip.
I don't say things.
You gotta
I don't
do your
say anything.
Crazy. You gotta do your N-word warm-ups. Hold on, let me do my wind sprints, dude. I really do feel like.
Why are we in socks? This is.
Do you want to put on shoes?
No.
Don't touch me with your fucking sock feet. Ew.
Also, yeah. I haven't been home. All this is all dirty.
Yeah, dude. This is lived in.
I got one suitcase. Yeah,
you're living.
Old,
you're
sweaty
living.
Socks.
You're on your Bob Seger lived in clothes. Gross. And here I am. Yeah. Did you? But you're at a nice hotel. You can give them laundry. Have you ever done hotel laundry?
Yeah, $9,000.
Dude, you get that bill and you're like, what the fuck? Did you make me a new shirt?
I got a salad and a water at the hotel today,
mm-hmm.
$77.
That's insane.
The bottle of water was $15.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I got, I was in Spokane, Washington at the club, and they put you at a nice hotel, and I got food from there, and it gave me food poisoning.
Nice.
Like really bad. And then I did the white bitchy thing where I tried to call downstairs and be like, just so you know,
I'm sick. Dude, I'd like to talk to a manager. I'm not feeling well.
But I really was giving him that like, and just so you know, the last day has not been cool because of your salad. And they were like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. And when someone checks you on that, it really takes you back and you go like, I should shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I really should shut
the fuck up. Call to the front desk because you have an upset stomach.
Dude, I was shitting violently and puking. And then when it subsided, I called and I went like, you guys put me in a really bad place.
Something's wrong.
The Caesar salad really fucked me up. You know what I've never asked you just as a friend? What phases have you had? Like, because you played football. That technically could be considered a phase. It's like your jock phase. But in middle school, did you have like a skater phase? Or like I had a poser phase.
I had... It was always sports.
Always
sports? There was sports? A while I thought I was really good at basketball.
Oh, man.
Which is really funny.
Did you bring a ball around everywhere? What was that phase?
It was like when...
Did you get Slam Magazine?
It was like Vince Carter's, you know... Like
the honey dip?
Yeah, that
was unbelievable.
That range, I was like...
Vince Carter was the first guy everyone was like, he's Michael Jordan, too.
Yeah.
So he hyped so many people. So when you were,
was number 15.
Yeah.
I think it might've been his number too.
Were you into the Raptors for no reason?
Yeah. The Raptors were big for everybody. When I was a kid, Jurassic Park and the Raptors.
Oh my God.
I was like, I love Raptors.
I just said this recently, but it timed out when I was 10 years old, my dino phase, Jurassic Park came out the week of my birthday. And you know, when you have a summer birthday, you're kind of fucked. You have a December birthday. So yeah. You got the in-class party.
I got the flu every single year on my birthday.
What?
I don't know. I guess December's around flu season.
But you never got to have like a great...
I got sick every year.
Oh, man. But that kind of does rule if you get sick and you don't have to go to school.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, I get birthday at home. But when you're young...
I get birthday at home.
Birthday at school is...
Birthday at school rules.
You're a celebrity.
Yeah.
That was your first taste of celebrity.
Yeah.
It was going in being like, yeah, someone's nine.
It's December 11th.
It's Shane Day. Did you have...
Or is it when somebody else has the same day as
you? Or they try to co-opt yours, yeah, and they go like, well, my birthday is on Saturday and yours is, it's Friday, so we're just going to have...
Yeah, we're not playing that shit.
We don't split this.
It's my birthday.
What kind of socialist celebration is this? Did you ever bring in treats from your mom?
I don't think...
That was always the biggest thing, is if your birthday was during the school
maybe
year.
Maybe you brought in treats for everybody.
We all got to eat. Everybody's up.
I always eat.
Everybody's eating.
What good is first class if my bros can't sit? You know what I mean?
Yeah. If I'm not bringing football-themed cupcakes, you absolutely. I could see you bringing sports-themed cupcakes for your birthday, and you're like, hey, this one's pretty cool.
I just did a bad job of communicating from school to home.
Yeah.
So I would always like forget.
Most boys did.
Never got permission slip signed.
Did you ever forge it?
No, I was a good kid.
You were?
Yeah, I was a good boy.
I
was a nice little boy.
I forged only twice. I did some fucking rotten shit when I was in like middle school.
Scoundrel. You are rotten.
Dude. I was a rotten little kid. Dude, my mom had this thing where she was like, if you don't get a 3.0 in high school, no license and you're grounded until you get your GPA back.
You gotta forge that.
Dude, we went to my friend's house who had a scanner. We scanned the report card, gave myself a 3.5.
That's
it was midterm report card, so it didn't really count.
That's pretty smart, though.
But I was like, and my mom was like, she watches this. Yeah. This will be the first time she finds out about
this.
You're
really doing something. This kid's going to be something.
She goes, I told you that screaming at you incessantly would work. It worked.
It just made you a little piece of shit.
Yeah, she goes, I gave you the Joe Jackson treatment. I just yelled at you until you were great.
Now you got a 3.5 in high school. You're a fucking genius.
You're not going to some state school. But basketball phase, what was that when you were young? Like young?
Yeah, I was hockey phase for a while.
Dude.
I wanted to be a goalie.
Yeah, you'd be great goalie.
I thought I was, but I was terrible.
You know what? You're a great goalie in a Disney movie.
Yeah. Yeah, Goldberg.
You got Goldberg energy. You could go like, you would do this a lot. Guys! When they're all skating away from you on their rollerblades, you go, guys, come back! Did any of these, here's just my question, because this is what I went through. Did any of those phases line up with video games? So like NHL 94 comes out, right?
NHL was, yes.
You would think in sixth grade, NHL 94 came out. And I was just telling everyone how big of a hockey fan I was.
Yeah.
Knew nothing about it. Only played the game.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it times out in our lives where like video games.
Video games for sure. I still like Manchester United. Like I watch soccer.
Because
of FIFA, yeah.
That's how you get
video games get.
Yeah. I wonder if people in the UK get into the NFL through Madden. Like they play Madden and they're like, oh, I fuck with the Colts.
Maybe, but soccer is so much easier to pick up. And like understand right away.
Yeah, because it's just like put it in the goal.
Yeah.
Football, you're like explaining pass interference to a guy.
Four.
A Welsh.
You're not going to expect the draw.
Yeah. You know, draws are popular. Yeah. Or third and 15, you can run a draw.
Third and 15 is nice.
That's an old Mike Shanahan move.
Screen or a draw.
Let's go. Just bring everyone out, have them play back, and make them play up. But I wonder if like a Scottish guy is like, got into the NFL through playing Madden. I love the Broncos. Just like some random team. Because that's how FIFA is over here.
Yeah.
It's the best export for soccer is FIFA for us.
For sure.
Because it gets you in.
Yeah.
Do you still play every year?
Yeah.
You're probably nasty, right?
I'm pretty fucking good. I've been playing for 20 years.
Dude. I'm
pretty good.
Our friend Dez, I'll play him in Madden online.
Yeah.
And he plays Madden consistently. Yeah. Like nasty. I haven't. And he does these passes.
Yeah. He knows all the cheat plays.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dude, he beat me so bad last time I started getting pissy. And I go like this. I just don't have the time to commit to this game. And like,
but he's got a family.
Yeah. He's got a full family, full time, real job. Yeah. Like
he's got less time than you. All we have is time.
All we have. And I was being, it was like
busy.
I was giving him front desk energy from getting food poisoning where I go, yeah, I don't know. It's just like, you're cheating. And
I've seen you handle video games.
It's not well. I quit the first time
we
played.
We met.
We met at Helium in Philly. That was when I was bringing the PS4 around. And I was like,
you're like, I'm playing Madden. I was like, I'll come fuck you up if you want.
But
You got the first one.
I got the first two.
Made your ass quit,
dude. Third game you made me quit.
Made his ass quit, dude.
That's because you put you
I was up like
the Broncos playbook that year was trash.
Hit you with an onside kick at halftime.
You Sean Payton me. Sean Payton me at that super. It made me so mad. He was up 21 and I go, well, let's just play another game. Like, we're running out of time. And you go, for the rest of our friendship, you kept going. You quit.
You made your ass quit. Oh, you got to take the whooping.
I did take. I got whooped.
You got it. Did we ever play against each other in NCAA?
Yeah. You beat me. When I was in that league during the pandemic.
Oh, that was fun.
That was the most nervous I've ever been for a video game. So nervous. I would have to go. It was Online Shane. Dynasty? It was guys you used to coach.
Yeah, yeah. Little kids used to coach. I got an underage and had to do community service, so I coached.
I love that. Yeah. You're like that Keanu Reeves movie where he teaches black kids baseball. That's you. But Shane was like, all right, these guys, they're like young.
We were in an online dynasty back then. They were all in eighth grade. I was like out of college and I was running the score up on them.
Wait, really? That's how young they were? Yeah. I thought they were at least like sophomores in high school.
They were in eighth grade and I was killing them.
Dude.
To this day, they believe I was cheating.
Well, what's funny is because there's no chat on Xbox Live or it wasn't convenient.
Damn, I forgot you were in the online dynasty with
us. Yeah, and you would call and get on the phone. I don't know these guys. The first time I talked to him would be when they would text me their number because in the group chat. And I'd call these guys. I picked Arizona. Big mistake.
Crazy move.
The offense was really good. This is from...
Damn, I forgot how serious you took it, too. Yeah, you're like, this year is where it's a down year. We're rebuilding.
I was like, I would do that thing. I would do the excuses I always do when I lose.
Well, yeah, you were a shitty team.
But I was Arizona. But they had a good offense. So I would stay in the game. I could just never close it out. Yeah. I lost every game by 7 to 10 points.
I was cheering for you, too.
Ah, man.
I knew how much you wanted it.
I wanted one. I wanted one win over a human. I won against the computer on every... Because we played on Heisman. Yeah. Against the computer.
What's better than a pandemic online dynasty?
Dude,
that was the best.
I'll tell you right now, I would take Myrtle for a walk and kind of dream up little scenarios, schemes. I would call up and be like,
I lost in the championship that year.
Who were you?
I forget who
you weren't. Notre Dame.
No.
Were you Oregon State?
Tennessee?
Nah, you were in Tennessee.
Was it SEC and Pac-12?
Yeah. Because I was Arizona.
Where I was, USC?
No. You weren't USC. UCLA. It was someone. I think it was someone in the SEC. Mm. Maybe you might have been Tennessee.
Auburn.
That's what it was. Auburn. Dude, what's funny is you'd see the schedule because we did custom schedules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you would play each other. And you would like, I'd get two wins and I'd be like, dude, this running back's kind of sick. And then one of your boys would be on and I'd be like, oh, fuck. And I'd be like, getting ready to call him, dude. It felt nervous. It felt like a first date.
It's like, are you going to be home at 6 p.m. so we can get the online?
That's what it was. I'm doing bonfire until 8, but then I'll I would go smoke a bowl and take Myrtle for a walk and be like, let's go, cats. Giving myself speeches on a walk through New Jersey where I'm like, this is everything you fucking wanted. We got to do that with the new one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How excited are you?
Going to be, I can't wait.
Do you,
and that's
you
when said, I'm done.
Yesterday you said
career's done when it comes out. I'm done. I'm tired.
They follow it on paper and they go like, dude, SNL, this guy's at the top. Why? What's the drop?
Yeah, that's going to be my Chappelle going to Africa.
Yeah.
NCAA comes out. I'm going home.
And then it's just you doing long sets talking about NCAA. You go, you know, that goes into a lot into recruiting, but sometimes somebody will sign with a rival. I wonder how they do it. Do you think they're doing it? You said that you read they're not doing it the same as Madden. And for those of you that don't care about NCAA college football, fuck off politely for 10 minutes.
Yeah. This is a big deal for us.
It's a huge deal.
It's still real to me, damn it.
It's still real to me. I explained that to Mullen. Mullen had never seen that clip, really? And I was telling him, hey,
take it easy, buddy.
He goes, that's my favorite. He goes, all right, take it easy, buddy. It's just what you guys have done with your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it.
Dude, I've had an eye twitch for 2 weeks now.
Oh, you think you've been under some stretch?
Yes. It's not going away.
Is it the top eyelid?
No, it's on the side right here.
He goes, I used to get that on my eyelid, and it would... tweak out. You'll be fine. By Austin, you'll be fine. After Radio City, you'll calm down.
I was talking to Molly, the lady on SNL.
Yeah.
I told her about it the day before. I was like, this fucking eye twitch is not going away. And then right before we went live, she was like, how's the eye twitch? And I was like, fuck, I forgot about it.
Oh, and then it's like, it's Saturday Night Live. And you're like, with your host, twitchy eye. You come out, you're like, hey everyone, how's it going? After basketball phase, so what, hockey, basketball, football is life, the rest is just details?
Yeah, it was football is life.
Was it weird getting out of the because your football phase, here's the thing.
that was when I got into stand-up.
As someone that sucked at football, pretty easy to get out of.
Orange Peel story is still top five, dude. It makes me laugh every time. Have you told it on here?
I don't think I've ever told it ever on a podcast.
I love it, dude.
Garrett Payne. It's one of my best friends' favorite moments, I think, from high school.
Yeah.
We were playing. It was my...
Hold on. What was the game you guys lost? What was the score?
And when I was in middle school, dude, I've been on some terrible teams.
Wasn't there one that was like...
116-0. When I was in sixth grade... Shout out Tom McDonough. Shout out Kurt Dooley.
116-0.
Shout out Greg Mann, our wide receiver. We played the Warriors.
That's like a life-changing loss.
Dude, what's the most
humbling thing I've ever heard.
To watch your mom, as a little boy raised by a mom, to watch your mom acknowledge that you're not good at sports in a moment, just to go like, ah, what do you want? You're funny.
It's 116-0.
Dude, parents were, you know the Simpsons thing, stop, he's dead?
Yeah.
Parents on our sideline were doing that.
Yeah.
Where they're going like to the ref, they go, all right. And the ref goes, we have to, for the game to count,
yeah,
we got to run through the whole thing. Dude, it was like 70-0 at halftime, and they were still throwing in the second half.
Awesome.
The worst ass whooping I've ever been a part. Awesome. And I've been in fights, but that was the worst ass whooping I've ever had in my life.
That sucks.
It made me...
Did they hit hard too? Were you guys getting like laid out?
Dude, here's the thing. They put me on the line. I had zero business being an O-lineman. I was just tall and gangly. And this kid would just, this little fatso would just drive his head into my solar plex and just push me back into people. So I'd make noises like this when I'd get hit from, like a running back would run into me. I'd be like, ah! Like it would like squeeze noise out of me because it was just getting absolutely bodied.
Tall, lanky
guy. Dude, tall, lanky kid, short, fat kid just pushing me. Oh, I was on skates. Whole game.
He had you on skates.
Whole game. And then I'm like, I just love football so much. And you probably had teammates like this. You just had a kid that loved football that he knew he wasn't good,
yeah,
but he just liked being a part of it. That was me. I was like,
yeah,
I just on kickoff team, throw my body.
Yeah.
I wasn't like...
That's fun.
Yeah, you're just like, I'll just run into someone.
Team guy.
Yeah.
You're a locker room guy.
I'm a glue guy.
You are, dude. Tell him about the locker room guy.
So with my junior year, I didn't play my senior year. My junior year, I was on varsity, and I was a backup linebacker, so I just never played. And my best friend, one of my best friends, Danny Garipay, shout out Garipay, he was our captain. He was like, let's go, guys.
Yeah.
Like, he was that guy, right?
Yeah.
He got injured like the third game. I think like blew his hamstring out. He's out. We're playing Cherry Creek. They're very good. They're like top five team in the state every year. Yeah. Jack Elway went there. Like,
oh, nice.
All the top kids went there. Valor, where Christian McCaffrey went, wasn't open yet. So all those kids that would have gone to Valor went to Creek. They were good. They were up 42-0 at half. At half. Beating the shit out of us. Anyone that's played high school football knows they pass around a bag of oranges so people can eat oranges to, I don't know, if it stops muscles getting pulled, who knows, gives you energy. But they give out oranges. Soccer games, all the way to high school football games.
I don't think we got
really? High school You never football? Got bags of oranges?
No, but we were never down 42-0.
At half.
You guys are little kid soccer team. Everybody getting orange.
We really should have had a name like a little kid soccer team. If your team's that bad,
ladybugs.
They should. Yeah, where it's like, I'm bringing in a girl to play football for you guys. If your football team is that bad, there should be an ordinance in high school football where they can change your mascot for the season. Where they're like, a buffalo would never get killed this bad. You're the unicorns. You're the ponies. So halftime of us versus Creek, we're down 42-0. My coach is giving this speech where he's like, we got a fight. Yeah, we're down, but it's character now. Do you have the character to go out there and play like it's 0-0? And he's giving this speech. And then another one of those coaches goes, hey, where's the bag of oranges? And Garipay's like sitting in his street clothes, like listening to coach. And he looks over at me and I just looked at him and I smiled and I had an orange peel in my mouth because I was just sitting on the bag of oranges. I was munching oranges the whole halftime. A backup linebacker I ate probably two whole oranges at halftime. But he looked over at me and he's like, where's the orange? I was like, like that. And dude, he lost it. It's, Gary Pay laughed it's so hard.
Yeah, you fucking gross feet.
No, it was nice. It was the hardest. I got someone to laugh in a situation where they shouldn't it's have been laughing.
So funny.
Yeah. He was like, dude. And they're like, Garapay? You know, because he's like a captain.
Yeah. He's in like a Letterman jacket and jeans. Like, yeah.
But he had his jersey in, tucked into his jeans. Yeah. Here we go. Number 51. And then I just looked over. I was like, with my cowboy collar. I was like, oh, dude.
Down 42.
Down 42 to nothing. Just getting fucking crushed. We got crushed because you were on a good team.
We were good.
They went to the playoffs.
No, we... My senior year, we blew it.
Really?
We went 5-5.
I wasn't on the team, but my team went 5-5, which made me feel like I sucked even more.
We were preseason top 10 in the state. 5-5.
What happened? Who can you blame all these years later? Can you blame someone?
Probably me and my friends.
The O-line?
No, just my whole senior class. Like, we were all like me.
You just going to get fucked up?
Everyone didn't care.
Did you live that varsity blues life? Around.
No, it was just, we didn't take it serious.
Really?
Enough.
Yeah. I remember when we first started hanging out, you showed me a picture of you and your pads in high school. I was like, damn, you were like good.
Yeah.
You had like a dark visor.
Yeah.
You had the fucking neck roll under.
The visor was nice.
Yeah.
I was wearing Jordans my senior year.
Oh.
Yeah. I was a cat. We needed more dogs.
Oh, okay. You were there for the looks. Cat.
I was like, ooh, thin wristband, cool gloves, Jordans.
But you're getting 5-5. But you're getting recruited by D1 schools.
Yeah. But then tore my MCL. Not that
against two.
Week two against Delone Catholic.
Delone Catholic, those sons. They prayed
for Squires. We fucked them up, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, we fucked
them up. What was your guys? You guys had a helmet.
We had the Trinity Shamrocks, and we had the Michigan.
That's what I was.
Yeah.
I know you guys were green with the Michigan. Oh, you lie, Twitch. Dude, Glass Eye Shane. Bonville and Shane. We're like, the world is mine, and yet I can't stop my Twitch. When you're getting recruited, are you like, I should try harder?
No, I was just like, I got it. I don't need to work hard at all.
You were like, they love me.
Yeah, yeah.
Were dudes, so as someone that was shitty at football, asking someone that was good at football, were there dudes like slobbing your knot, calling you house and being like,
yeah, Shane. When you're getting recruited, yeah.
They're like, hey, bud.
Yeah.
Because I got recruited, but I got recruited by the military. I had the Army and Marines calling me, being like, hey, you're pretty fucking dumb. Why don't you come fight? Yeah, which I would have been right in Afghanistan. That was right when I would have gone in. But
you should have.
Oh, my God. I would have been. It would have made me such
orange peels during artillery.
They're like, we're getting shelled. And I hold up the bullets.
Guy's like, all right.
It's funny.
It's funny.
But when they're calling you, is your dad like, Shane, Maine is on the phone.
Yeah, Maine was one of them.
Yeah.
It's cool. It was the best in school when they always come to your high school. And in class, somebody calls over the speaker and is like, Shane to the office. And it's like,
dude, when I got an office call, that was
Boston
like.
Boston College is here.
Not really?
Well, they were there. They just come by.
They just meet with everybody.
Yeah.
Where they're like, this kid's big enough to play D1. I'll meet
him. Yeah, and then I did like a scout.com combine at West Virginia, and that was kind of the end of my D1 hopes.
Really?
I ran like a 6-second 40. They were like, oh my God.
Was there a moment where, and I've seen disappointment in the eyes of so many people throughout playing football. Was that your first time where you saw disappointment where you go like, oh no? Like,
it was
that feeling of like, oh no.
Because like anybody in high school, all our 40 times were hand timed by our coach.
So they made it look
so
good.
So I went into it going like, I run like a 5-1. I'm fast.
I'm the fastest fucking lineman you're ever going to see.
It was, yeah, it was.
But then you had that moment where they were like.
Oh, yeah, I think the guy timing it was a player for West Virginia. Like a D-back, and was just like, damn.
Oh, no, did you walk over?
And I heard him say it, and I was like, no way.
He goes 6-1, and you're like.
I was like, ooh, that's like impossibly slow.
And at this camp, are you staying overnight there, or is it like a day
thing? No, that was a one day.
So you just go and do it.
Yeah.
Because when you.
It sucked. Oh, it was in the summer. You have to wear those like sleeveless Under Armour shirts.
With the number on the.
Yeah
like the combine.
Yeah, and it was. I just was covered in blisters from sunburn.
Oh, oh, dude, your freckled shoulders just
do like
a
long jump. I think I did like 3 feet.
Was there anything you excelled at?
Down.
Was there any like bench press?
I did good on the one-on-ones, the blocking. Yeah.
Just get in your stance and go.
I felt good about that.
You're like, yeah, so I can fucking play.
Yeah, but I didn't know I was blocking wrong. So I was like just using leverage and putting the guy on the ground.
That's sick. Pancakes, baby.
It's not a pancake. That's how you get. And then I did it in college, and they were like, you're going to tear everybody's knees. You can't block like that. Like, you get yelled at for that.
They'll be like, don't. You'll rip it because you're just, like, jerking a guy around.
Throwing a guy on the ground next to the guy who's blocking next to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you'll end his career.
Yeah, because he'll get tripped and roll up. Yeah, and that's nuts. Did you wear knee braces?
Yeah, in college, you have to.
You have to?
Yeah.
It's just standard.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, because I love Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I got the cool knee brace when I tore my knee in high school.
You got, like, the...
But it was in 2006, so the knee braces weren't...
They didn't. They didn't have the game.
It was like a giant piece of metal. You couldn't move your leg.
It looked like you were bashing two beers together.
Yeah, it was bad.
You had to wear it over like wrestlers.
Yeah.
Did you, when you tore your MCL and they gave you that knee brace, did you rock it at school?
No.
Okay.
That thing stunk, dude.
Like hockey pads?
Stunk.
Just fucking smelled. Yeah. Dude, that is, getting an injury like that when you lean into it, where you're like, my old fucking knee
it'd
injury.
It fucking hurt, too.
Really? Yeah. Did you hear it pop?
Yeah, you can hear it pop.
I got injured in practice.
Yeah, what'd you hurt?
I broke my shoulder on an onside kick. I'm a weak man, dude.
That's not weak.
No, my friend Chad still takes credit for it, but he kicked an onside kick and it did. He was a good kicker.
Yeah.
It bounced and I put my hands up to catch it and a guy got a helmet right there and drove me to the ground and it just went like. My whole body was moving except my left arm. I was like, and then they just like, the worst feeling in the world is when they go, all right, guys, move it down 10 yards. And you go, I'm still hurting. Yeah. And you can just hear them still practicing. And you're like, dude, they picked my arm up and they were like, all right, they put me in a golf cart. So you're like, dun. They have horrible shocks. And my mom's boyfriend picked me up. It took me to the hospital. And he was just like, he was a mailman. He was like, I had to call out today. And you're like, I'm sorry, Joe.
Yeah, sorry, I broke my fucking arm.
But then they got me there and they cut my pads off.
Sick.
Gave me morphine.
Did you feel cool?
In my football pants on morphine, I felt like the shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I was like, they didn't know I sucked at football. They just saw the grass stains. And like, this guy looks like he gets involved in plays. And I was like, and then they gave me perks. And I got hooked on perks at 14.
Nice.
Dude, it was freshman football, so they didn't care if I showed up to practice or not. It wasn't like varsity. But I would go to this kid, Ryan Hoffman's house, and we would do Percocets and smoke cigarettes while I was up in my sling. And you could see the high school from his backyard, and I'd be like, practice is going on. And I was just fucking doted. I was just fucked up, like 14. Like, dude, it was crazy. I used to think it was funny when my mom's boyfriend was home alone to take my arm out of the sling and walk into the kitchen like everything was all right. But I was in so much pain. I'd be like, hey, Joe. And he'd be like, where's your goddamn sling? And I'd be like, I'm just fucking around.
It's a funny joke I do.
Yeah. I was like, dude, and then I had a pin. I had a pin through my shoulder.
Oh, man. You really fucked your arm up.
Oh, yeah. I broke my humeral head and it went up into my shoulder. And they had to do like reconstructive surgery. I had pins in my shoulder.
Your high school career is so fucked.
It's zero glory. Zero glory. Leveled in practice. When we used to do JV defense versus varsity offense my sophomore year, there was this guy, Jacob Haynes, who played tackle. He played at like D2 or D3. He would lift me up and throw me down like dads do to kids in the pool. Like he'd be like, whee! I'd just be like, I'd just get driven into the ground. I would have to put my ear pad back on my helmet. You know, like you have to wait for the gun. All the time. But when I broke my shoulder, dude, I had pins in it. And then I was in like the main hallway in our high school and someone just walked up from behind me and went, what's up, Soder? And slapped my back and And it fucking came through. And I was like, I had to go to the doctor. I was like, And it was like a passing period. So the guy's like, hey, And I was like, dude, it sucked so bad. But those perks were.
But you battled through the injury and came back.
Yeah. And then I
got leveled.
And then I got leveled again. The next year was when I would just.
You're Rudy, dude.
Dude, but not even. But Rudy that just wanted to get fucked up. If Rudy didn't care about football and eventually was just kind of like, guys want to go drink at my house? But it's fine. Here's the deal. I embrace that.
Yeah.
Because I think what happens is a lot of guys are decent in high school and then they hold on to that.
Yeah.
And then you can't ever let it go. Like, that's what I mean
If I didn't play in college, I would seriously think I was
the man.
So good at football.
You were going to combines.
Yeah.
People were pulling you out of class. Yeah. You were the fucking man.
Found out.
But then you go to college.
And I found out.
And you got humbled.
Those guys were trying.
Yeah.
Very hard.
And were disciplined.
Yeah.
Would you go drink when, like, you played at Elon, right?
I got drunk before a game.
Which game?
I forget who we were playing.
Did you know you were playing?
No, I knew I wasn't going to play.
How funny is that?
I was just getting drunk. It was Notre Dame, Michigan. It was the year Notre Dame got smoked by Michigan at home. Brady Quinn's senior year. So
it was who was the coach?
That was Charlie Weiss.
Charlie Weiss, okay. Yeah.
But there was just a bunch of beer from the night before.
And you were like,
I just got drunk and watched College Game Day.
Great.
But then I had to do warm-ups before the game.
And were you like, were you like more chatty than normal? Like,
no, I was just like, holy fuck, I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you get drunk, you get like brazen behavior.
I knew I was never going to play.
And so,
like, I was certain if every O-lineman got hurt, they'd put like a fullback in before they put me in.
Really?
I sucked.
And you didn't get, so you didn't play that game when you were drunk?
No.
Because I
never played one game.
Dude, what's funny is in high school, I would, like, my junior year, I was, like, suiting for varsity.
Yeah.
But I was like, I probably won't play. So I'd get high and eat, like, dude, I ate Carl's Jr. I ate so much Carl's Jr. And we were playing Mullen, who's better than Creek, and we were getting blown out.
Yeah.
Our coach read us The Little Engine That Could before the game.
Oh, no.
And one of our coordinators that didn't like him just went, Jesus Christ, and just walked out of the gym. We were away. We got crushed by Mullen, 49-0, but that was the full game. Dude, they pulled the linebacker. I was chilling with Chad on the sideline because he's a kicker, so I could always hang with my boy. And we're just chilling, and they go, Soder! And I was like, what?
No.
And I couldn't find my helmet. And then I looked at Chad and I went, I ate so much Carl's Jr. And I just went in and was like, uncomfortable. Dude, I was getting fucking tossed around. The guy that I was that I was lining up on as an outside linebacker played at Nebraska.
Yeah.
Like, he played tackle at Nebraska. Yeah. And the tight end for Mullen that year was this kid, Alex Smith. This kid, he's a man.
Yeah.
He played at Stanford and went on to play for the Buccaneers and a couple other teams. Dude, they were grabbing me. Remember I told you, like, that kid in the pool? But I had a full tummy of burger and fries with ranch. So they're, like, tossing me, and I'm getting up and going, like, like acid reflux. I'm like, dude, it was horrible. All football was to me was just a giant ass kicking. That's all it was. And I laid out a couple of dudes.
That's nice, though.
Dude, it feels great.
It's the best feeling.
I recommend everyone going through that. Just so the one time you stick someone in an A gap, you go like, that felt fucking great.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
But I only had those for so few and far between me just getting up being like, God, Mullen's better than Creek.
These guys are good.
These guys fucking, these guys, and then watching him go on to the NFL, you're like, that guy kicked the shit out of me. I wonder if amateur boxers do that. Like whoever got lit up by like Floyd Mayweather when they were like young, they're like, hey,
that guy was good. The fuck? Everyone was making fun of me for getting knocked out.
You go, hey, Stacy, come in here. Remember that guy beat the hell out of me in front of you on like our third date? Remember that?
Yeah,
when you thought you were marrying a champion?
That's got to be tough. Being a fighter.
Can I
bring a lady?
I'm throwing shit at you. You motherfucker. You winner. Here's what I always think about. UFC.
No shoes podcast is so fucking weird, dude.
Dude, it is. White dudes in no shoes.
I'm going to take a nap.
Dude, do it, dude. We'll sleep like this. Like, we're poor and we got snowed in.
If I had known, I wouldn't have worn these extremely dirty socks.
You're lucky I can't smell, or else I'd be
covered in dog hair now.
Oh, my God, dude. Myrtle fur all over that shit. I always am tripped out by UFC fighters. They don't do it as much as boxing. This is how we sit now. This is very gay.
No, it's not.
This is a cuddle puddle, dude.
Yeah. Dan.
But, dude, boxers, it always makes me laugh when boxers' wives wear, like, nightgown, like, gala dresses and, like, elbow-length gloves to watch their just husband get the shit. And they're getting splattered on them. And then after the fight where they're like, hey. They're like all dressed up to go to like a fucking 1,000 plate dinner.
I gotta stop sitting like this.
Wow, you're doing great.
No, it's making me uncomfortable.
Is it?
Yeah, I just always think about.
This is the mistake of doing the podcast from
seeing
this couch.
Your dad. Like, imagine coming home and your dad sits like that. Like, I'm 36.
So
this
what?
Is not how a man sits on a couch.
Dude, this is my gaming. I mean? This is a gaming couch, dude.
You can't sit like that. Imagine if you came home and your dad was,
hey, like this.
Just watching baseball.
Going like this. He goes, Astros are up. You'd be like, dude, my dad's gay. Even when I sit, this is how I sit when I play video games on this. I don't even sit. I sit like this.
Yeah, you got to be focused.
I sit right to the TV. Dude, this is where, you know how many NCAA games are going to happen
this in this couch? I'm going to put a nail in your coffin. This is it.
What did I told you, dude? I'm from the darkness. I'm
going to bury you.
I was molded by it. You think I'm afraid of an L?
I'm going to be so good at this game.
Bring
I'm going to devote my life to it.
Dude,
I cannot wait. Notre Dame might never lose a game.
I'm going to have Dez come down and teach me the ways.
Dez is not. Well, yeah, Dez cheats.
Because of the passing thing?
Yeah, he runs bullshit plays.
There you go. Fuck I mean, Dez. If you're saying it. Dez is, when this comes out, he's going to be like, you guys are just slandering my name after I've shut down my podcast. He's just the guy in the world like being like, what are you guys fucking talking shit about? He fucking bodied me.
He was talking shit on the Eagles all year. When they started to fall apart.
Yeah.
And he was like, Ravens are the best team. I was like, we'll see.
Niners got buckled by the Ravens and he was all up there. Yeah. He would send me memes like, and you're like, dude, not right now.
And then what happened?
Dude. Well, they lost to the Chiefs that we lost to. Same fucking team.
Both teams choked.
Did you feel like you betrayed CMC when you went to the Chiefs after party?
Oh, fuck, are you bringing that up?
I'm bringing that up because I'm a Niners fan, dude. Because I'm a Niners fan.
No.
For life.
No.
You betrayed.
No.
Kittle and Juszczyk. Oh, dude, we're going to do that soon.
Sick.
Oh, dude, you get your fucking.
I didn't know you did cards on this.
Yeah, at the end. You open up a pack from 1989.
I've listened to every episode you've done.
Oh, they're bonus episodes on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Dude, Jeffrey Asmus opened a fucking Michael Jordan All-Star card. This guy DM'd me. He was like, you know, that card's worth $7,500.
Damn.
And you're like, because there's.
Did you get it back?
Yeah. I go, hey, Jeff. By the way, I bought your flights on a couple of those weekends. Why don't you fucking. It's time to kick back. Guys, listen, they're telling me what to say for the therapy, and I'm just going to be honest with you. It's completely changed my life. I know how to process my emotions better. I kind of understand situations. For times that bad stuff happens, it's just great to be there. If you need therapy or you feel like maybe your life is just getting you down, try BetterHelp.com. It's obviously daunting to think about finding a new therapist, someone that you're comfortable with, someone that can help you. But trust me, when you find the right one, it helps almost immediately. It's great for learning coping skills, for just a bunch of stuff. If you're thinking of starting therapy, then give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched up with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. That's huge. You can just switch if you don't like someone and find someone that you can so you can start getting to work. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Soder to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Soder. Hey guys, Dan Soder. I put a special out on YouTube called On the Road. I don't know if you haven't watched it yet, but if you haven't, go check it out. It was a fun little show in Portland Helium that we taped, and it's got some fun jokes on there. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I'm going to be on the road, Cincinnati, Ohio. I'll be coming to Go Bananas March 8th and 9th, and then Lexington, Kentucky. Not Louisville, like I said last time. Lexington, Kentucky. We're doing two shows on March 10th. Come check it out. The first one sold out, but the second show we added. It's got tickets. And then Nashville. I'm coming to Zany's at the end of March. March 28th through the 30th. I'm bringing Brendan Sagalow. We're going to have a hell of a time. DanSoder.com for tickets. Thank you guys for watching the podcast and my stand-up. I love you. I love you so fucking much. NCAA, how are we going to do? Am I going to fly down to Austin for the first weekend?
Dude, we're going to have to figure something out.
Let's
get a house. We'll get like an Airbnb. A little beach trip. NCAA dude, beach trip.
I would fucking kill to do that.
Yeah.
Dude, have like an erase board with a real tournament. Oh my God. Are we about to do that?
Yes. We get a dynasty. We can do a season in a week.
Oh, dude, I think I got July mostly Let's off.
And it'll be an 8-team playoff by then.
Which will be on the game.
Yeah.
Because that's for the 24 season.
Let's go.
Dude, who's the other six? I mean, we've talked a lot of noise about Dez.
Dez is not coming. He's good. He's too good.
Dude, Dez, you got to drop some games before you're invited. Oh, dude, that'll be fun. We should flesh that out.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be fun as hell.
For sure.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get so mad. Can we do a place with a pool so I can scream under the water so no one can hear me?
Go on shadow box like Ali. Yeah.
You see me down there going, just bubbles. I'm just going to stick my head in. Yeah, dude, that'll fucking rule.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I just got so hyped for July.
It's going to be really nice.
Who else do we know that plays NCAA? Because we can't have people that don't know the game.
No, they're fun to have, though. Little cupcakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, those are round one.
Yeah.
You got to do the seating properly.
He's never played it. Just run the score up on him.
Dude, and then what we can do is, well, here's the fun part. We can do a seating tournament to see who gets seated where.
Yeah.
And then.
And they get to pick teams first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like the
this
lower.
This fucking eye twitch is driving me nuts, dude.
Have you looked up how to stop it?
I don't think you can.
I think you can't. I've heard you can, like, homeless pimp's going to look it up. We'll have a cure for you by the end. This man lives on the street. He knows about eye twitches. He makes women charge for sex, give him the money, and he lives on the street.
Have you done that?
Homeless pimp. No. It's just a guy.
I get it, yeah. I just figured that out.
Oh, yeah.
Homeless pimp.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
I go downstairs and there's just these crusty ass women outside going, is he there? Bitch, he's producing my podcast. Get away from him. Yeah, dude. I'm surprised you didn't have a skater phase or a prep phase.
I had like a 1 week skater phase, and that was Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Video games.
Yeah.
You never were a prep? Did you dress preppy?
No.
Jocks either go like jock or they can go. No. You can do a jock with a prep flavor.
Yeah. I was more I don't know.
I would skater energy, couldn't skate, poser, yeah, real big poser.
Nice though.
But then Old Navy opened.
Old Navy.
And I just became an Old Navy.
That's not prep.
That was like my sophomore year, so I just started dressing.
I was an Old Navy man myself.
I just started dressing nice. Yeah. Dude, I joined the Navy, the Old Navy. I got in there. I started wearing khakis and shit and sweater vests.
That's nice. Or like started dressing like Doug.
Yeah, dude, I looked like Doug Funny. Yeah, dude, I started dressing like that, and I was like, oh, okay. Because I loved, obviously, as I still do, I wear like wrestling shirts.
Yeah.
But that was cool in high school because it was the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
So you can wear an Austin 316.
It was cool.
And people are like,
sure.
Yeah. And then Columbine happened and they were like, don't wear rock and roll shirts. Like,
yeah, rock and roll.
All the kids that wore like, my sophomore year was Columbine. So everyone was like, do you wear Marilyn Manson shirts?
Damn.
It was nuts.
Columbine, while you were in Colorado in high school?
What's even crazier is my friend Mike's sister played basketball. You know that. You come from a high school girls' high school basketball family. Playoffs was happening. We went to a game at Columbine, girls' high school basketball, because his sister was on the varsity team 2 weeks before the shooting. We were walking around the high school.
Wow.
Just randomly walking around. We like drove out there because it was like west of Denver. It's like kind of, it's in Littleton. So we like drove out there, walked around like looking at their trophies. I was smoking weed in the parking lot and coming back in and being like, Was this game over? Can we fucking go? And then 2 weeks later, they're like, a lot of people are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I was in fifth grade, I think.
Damn, and I didn't know I was that much older than you. Oh, yeah, 5 years.
Yeah. I was.
What did they do for fifth graders? Because they rolled the TV in for high schoolers, and they're like, no, shit's going down.
I guess because it was the East Coast. I feel like I was out of school I got the news of it.
Well, it was East, yeah, because it happened in the afternoon.
I was on the East Coast.
Yeah, we were mountain time.
Yeah, I was going to baseball practice.
What were you in 7th grade when 9/11 happened? 5th grade, because 99?
8th.
You were in 8th grade. How'd they tell 8th graders?
They didn't tell us shit. They were just going to go to the church and pray.
That's it.
No one really told us. And then, actually, I was just laughing about this. We got recess all day.
Which
was sick, and we were just running around like, holy fuck.
Dude, that's like an Al Qaeda, recruitment trick.
It was nice. And then
they go, do you like sandals? Yeah. I love sandals. And they go,
why don't you hit the jungle gym?
Can you do this?
La, 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 la.
They go, I can.
No, we just had a lesbian gym teacher that was breaking the news to us. She's like, those fucking terrorists got us.
Now, probably there's some men on there that were too big of pussies to get up there. I was in college, so I woke up for my 8 a.m. class. Hungover.
Yeah.
And it was after, you know why I remember it? Monday Night Football that year was Broncos Giants. Ed McCaffrey broke his leg against the Giants.
Damn.
Because I had bet on the Broncos.
On 9/10?
On 9/10, 2001.
Wow.
My mom went to the game and bought me a shirt that was Monday Night Football, Broncos, Giants, and it had the whole schedule on the back that never happened.
Wow.
Where all the dates changed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was crazy. I still have that shirt because I was like, that. My mom bought the shirt being like, world's completely normal. Yeah. And then I remember getting drunk as hell in my dorm room watching Giants, Broncos, because the Broncos were my backup team. 49ers were awful. That was when we started to skid. And I just remember being like blackout drunk and then waking up and checking my email. My mom's like, well, we're certainly going to war for this. And I was like, going to war for what?
We need to go to war.
So. Yeah. I was like, are me and you about to fight, bitch? And then I turned on the TV and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, we're going to war.
We're going to war. And my first class was a political science class. And I went and the guy was sick. Like, I don't know. Go home and watch the news.
Yeah.
He's like, you're seeing shit that.
Yeah.
But it's funny because when you're hungover in college, all you want is your class to be canceled, but not that way.
Yeah.
Where you're like, all right, yeah. I kind of am pumped. I'm going to stop by and get a breakfast burrito, but I'm not happy about it.
I'm sad.
But I'm set. That's kind of how I feel because my grandma, you know, Shane came over yesterday to hang out.
Oh, perfect timing.
Shane came over to hang out. Me, him, and Kath.
I saw it too. As soon as you answered the phone and stood still,
yeah,
I looked over to Kathy and I was like, yo. And she was like, no, he's been getting these calls all week.
Well, because my grandmother's been in hospice.
Yeah.
So
it's not the one. And
so Shane's just really hanging out, we're just watching TV, and then my cousin Kim called me, and I was like, and that's when Katie did the like, nah.
Yeah.
Fucking happens all the time.
Because I saw you stood up and stood still for like a minute.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And then I walked in here, took the call, and my cousin was like, our grandma died. But we'd been waiting. She was 97.
Yeah, yeah.
I love my grandma, obviously. 97-year-old deaths?
97's wild.
You're also, dude, you're like...
She was like very cognizant for World War II.
Dude, she told me a story.
I took her to
1944. She was born in 27, so she was like 20... She was like 17, 18.
Yeah.
Dude, what's crazy is I took her to the... she was hot
during World War II.
She was a hot lady.
Really?
I look back at my grandma, listen, rest in peace. I love her to death. She had total former hot girl energy that didn't understand why no one was treating her the way that she got treated up until she was 40. So that turns into a bitter old lady where she's kind of like, do this for me. And you're like, why? You old bag of bones? Yeah, yeah. And she's like, meh. But I took her to the second to last 49ers game at Candlestick before they were closing out Candlestick Park. So I took her to the Rams game at Candlestick, and we're driving back to Lake County, and we're going over the Bay Bridge. They just opened the new Bay Bridge. And my grandma just out of nowhere goes, you know, me and your grandfather sat on that hill, like pointing towards Oakland. She goes, and we watched him turn the lights of the Golden Gate Bridge and the Bay Bridge on when the Japanese surrendered. And I didn't realize they had to keep all the lights off the bridge
because
they were genuinely worried about bombing from the Japanese. And you're like, you just lived through that?
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. One time my grandma went to the pharmacy and the pharmacist goes, yeah, you know that you were born in the same year that Wyatt Earp died. And my grandma went, well, that made me feel old. She was like 90. And she's like, Jesus Christ, Wyatt Earp. Guy goes, yeah, you're old as fuck, lady. But she was fine. And like anyone will tell you with an old person, that injury, like an old quarterback, she broke her hip, and then that was
it. My grandma went.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would like to see the stats on completion percentage, broken hip to
broken
death.
Broken hips, yeah, that's it.
It's it.
Yeah.
Because it's not funny, I was about to say.
My grandma was falling a lot towards the end.
She was?
Which was
like pretty, pratfalls, or?
Like you would just find her, she'd be laying on the ground.
Dude. And by the way, they act like it's no big thing.
There's one, my favorite one. My dad went across the street to ask the neighbor's kid if he could help carry this couch in.
Yeah.
So they're carrying a couch in, and the neighbor's kid was going in first. And my grandma was just laying on the ground right next to the door, like,
hey.
And he had to carry it in backwards, like, what the fuck?
She's like, hey.
Bill came in on the other side, like, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's because you got to have that energy where you're like, get up, mom.
God damn it.
Mom, come here. My grandmother would do this thing where she hated when I didn't like the fact that she lived alone because she lived so far away. And I was one of her only family members left. So I'd be like, hey, are you okay? And then I called her just one day. This is a couple of years ago. I called her and she went, yeah, I fell in the garage. I was in there for about 35 minutes. And you're like, dude, you can't do that.
My grandma was trying to get turn the spigot on out back.
Yeah.
And fell behind a bush.
I mean,
like in mulch, and just had to lay underneath this bush until the neighbor's kids came home from school.
Goes, hey.
And they were in the backyard. She was laying underneath a bush like, hey, help.
Help.
Must have been so scary.
Just a kid playing catch.
Like seeing an old woman laying on the ground like, hey, help me. It's you like, it's a like, witch.
Yeah, dude, it's a sad Easter egg hunt. You go, look what I found. She's like,
hey,
can you help me out?
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, kids, what are you doing out there?
Yeah, dude, it was like her broken hip, and then it just went down. She was in hospice. And I'm like joking around about it on stage, but I can't joke around about this because it's just actually a legitimate gripe. I feel like hospice was trying to upsell me on stuff.
They
like,
do, yeah.
Yeah, they were going like, like, do you want us to play? To
not punch her?
You go, are you punching her?
Yeah, we punch her at night.
You go, do you want me to not eat her food? Are you not giving her food? He goes, I don't know. But they were, first off, they do two things. They're morphine peddlers, and they, listen, in all seriousness, they do a lot of great work. But
jack them up on morphine, dude. Who gives a fuck?
That's what I said.
It's hospice.
The guy called me yesterday, and he goes, hey, it's real bad. I'm thinking about it. I go, yeah. Before he finished it, I went, fire her up, dude. Blast her off.
Yeah.
She's just listening to Hendrix in her head. You know, she's like, dum, 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 dum. She's like,
I remember the 60s. I remember when I was 40.
Yeah.
During Woodstock.
She goes, I actually was against civil rights. She's like, I remember when blacks took over Oakland. But he called me, and they kept doing this thing where they were like, do you want us to hang out with her? I was like, she's out on morphine, but it felt like an upsell.
Yeah.
It felt like they were like,
yeah, yeah, for extra, we'll talk after.
Do you want us to turn her into a puppet and do a video for you? Or they just bring her up and she's like,
hey, Dad, I love you.
Bye.
I'm off to see your dad.
And you go, oh, fuck. This is fucking, this dad. Dude, your joke from Beautiful Dogs sticks in my head all the time. Where we were doing it this weekend, we kept going Dak and Twisted in the Australian accent. I'm sorry, Dak and Twisted.
That was in Brisbane. I hate that fucking guy.
It's so funny.
Took my hat.
Called you a fatso.
And then
fatso?
In real life, he didn't call me fatso. He said
fatso's just such a funny
fatso's funnier.
Yeah.
He in real life, he took the hat off my head, put it back down, and goes, I haven't worn a hat like that since I was 5 years old, and kept walking.
He just did.
And then he sat at an outside. We were eating fucking kebabs.
Yeah.
So I'm standing eating a meat.
Are you with McCusker?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're with someone who knows you very well.
I'm with McCusker, who when that guy did it was just like, he thought it was the funniest shit in the world.
Because the guy lifted it up and put it down?
Fucking crazy.
Just by walking by you.
Yeah. It was so crazy that I like.
Australians are ready to scrap,
dude. No, I would have murdered this guy. He was so small.
But there's something about that tells me he's nuts.
He threw me off, dude.
Yeah.
And then he sat for a while. I was at an outside bar, and I was sitting outside eating this meal, and I was like, I'm just staring at him. I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill this guy. And then he walked by to leave, and I was like, real cool, dude. And he goes, and kept walking. And McCusker was like, yo, that guy destroyed you.
That guy.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any chance that guy, was he young enough that he'll put on Netflix to watch stand-up and maybe see chance. It? And he'll go like, that guy, like,
I bullied that fucking
hat.
Guy.
He has to like, do the bucket hat thing over your head. He goes, I fucking got that guy.
Yeah, he got me bad. I mean, I was talking about it for a year.
Dude, to thousands of people. Just every night going like, this fucking, can you believe this guy?
That guy. He owned me.
Yeah.
I had nothing.
And he went back to his thing, and he's like, oh, fucking, fuck Americans.
Fucking Yank came down here.
Did he know you were American?
I was pretty clearly American.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of bucket hat?
UNC.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're rapping.
I mean, he got me.
What would have happened, though, if you just whooped his ass?
I don't know.
If they would have been like...
I think in Australia, they'd be like, yeah, fair play. Nicely done there.
He does the thing where he's putting the whip over his bloody lip. He goes, I deserve that. You were in every right to take it out on me.
No, Australia is awesome.
Yeah?
I love
I've never been there.
It's a long flight.
I've heard of the travels.
It makes it not worth it, that part.
That's
why. When you're there, everyone's cool as fuck.
Yeah, I've heard it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Everything's nice.
Yeah.
But I'm just so like,
the flight sucks, yeah.
I want to go to Japan if I'm going to travel that far.
Australia's got to be better. I've never been to Japan. People love Japan.
Japan's weird. Yeah. Got all that weird shit.
I do like, yeah, underpants, vending machines.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah,
I need that.
Just let me just buy some undies out of a machine.
You know, what all the fuss is.
Yeah, I want to take a nap in a tube. Just have a fucking... Do they have weed there? Like, is weed common? Because I think if I could bring weed with me, that trip would be an all-timer. I feel like
drugs are wild over there.
That's what I mean. They're like,
yeah,
you have an octopus eye. And you like eat something and you go like... And I'm like sitting there having tea with my grandma, and she's like, why didn't you ever pick me up off the ground? And then I have to come back sweaty, like, oh. And they're like, don't worry, Daniel, son. You'd be they could call me Daniel, son.
You'd be a giant over there, too.
Oh, my God, dude. Andre, yeah, the giant voice. You could
be finally Andre.
The whole time, I'd be like, I want to try your sushi.
The thought of getting pushed onto a subway train.
When they shove him, and the doors close behind him.
Head and shoulders above everyone. Just sorry. I'm sorry, I'm taking up all the space.
But let me tell you something, man. Queensboro Plaza, they do that on the set. No. In the morning, when I used to wait tables at Queensboro Plaza where the N meets the 7 train, they would come off the 7 train and fucking fourth and goal into that subway, and I would be standing there with my
tush push
total. Yeah. They would do the brotherly shove right onto that train, and it would get me in a way where I would have coffee. So I'd hit him with that front desk energy where I go, excuse me, it's hot coffee's all going down my arm because some little Japanese lady's just fucking shoving into me. It was wild. Yeah. It was wild. I would get so fired up to go wait tables.
Yeah.
Because you're doing...
Furious.
Oh, my God.
I'd be furious every day.
Rush hour
driving
commute?
To work, I'd be furious every day.
I took the train, and then you'd set up, and then you'd just get bros at finance places that just wanted to get drunk, and they were younger than me. Mm. That was the worst. Mm. It was when the guys started coming in that were like 22, 23, fresh out of UPenn, and they're like, what's up, bro? Dude, I got some classics.
All your little men.
Oh, my guys, dude. I got a whole shelf of Macho Man guys that people give me.
Nice.
Fucking rules, dude. Is it time for the cards?
Let's open the cards.
You ready to open some basketball cards?
Yeah.
We have people open. Do I get to open them? So you got to go two piles, crusty and cool.
Okay.
Most of the time I keep the crusty cards. But if you want to keep some crusty guys, I also get it.
All right.
Let's see who you got. Open it with an all-star.
Mark Eaton.
Oh, big white. Eating them up. Let me see. Yeah, you want to. Dude, you get a Karl Malone Jazz.
Damn.
And that's, I believe.
Well, at this rate, Eaton's good.
Eaton's good. Malone's
incredible.
That's huge.
Winston Garland.
Let's see Winston Garland from the Warriors.
He's going to Krusty's.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Walter Look at Davis. That. Krusty.
First off, he's a Denver Nugget, so he goes up here.
Todd
with
Murphy.
With Fat Lever and Alex English. Building another. Who you got right here?
Todd Murphy.
Todd Murphy, by the way.
87-88, he played one game.
Also, though.
Two rebounds, two assists.
Peep that.
5 points, let's go.
It's an expansion team.
Wolves. Oh, wow, the Wolves.
89. Damn. You know who I was hoping? I was hoping Shane was going to get Sean Kemp. That would be the ultimate. But Olden Pauly Nice? How do you even say that name? Olden Pauly Nice. He's a 7-footer, first round pick out of Virginia.
7 feet tall.
Yeah, dude. Also had, I mean, just block city. Averaging 25 blocks a season. Shit. This guy. And they got, by the way, oh my God, he was traded to the Sonics. This is interesting. Check this out. Traded to the Sonics from Chicago in exchange for the draft rights to Scottie Pippen.
Wow.
So because of this guy, Scottie Pippen became a Bull. Krusty pile my ass.
Gerald Henderson?
Yeah, dude. Nice. Check Gerald out, dude. Gerald's the kind of guy that he goes, oh, I used to ball. When you talk to him,
he goes, I play ball, young man.
Oh, he goes, I spent 10 seasons. I played with the Celtics, a couple for the Sonics.
Sylvester Gray. Ooh, got a good one coming.
You do? Sly Gray, that's good for the crusty pile?
Damn, Marley.
Come on.
Let's go.
Thunder Marley.
Let's go.
That's in the fucking awesome pile. Him for the Suns?
Yeah
dude.
Rookie season.
Is 88, 89?
Yeah.
Damn, you got a rookie Marley card?
It's nice.
Dude, that's huge. A famous, infamous GM.
Charles Davis.
Charles Davis for the Bulls, role player.
Yeah, I don't.
By the way, this is the Bulls before the dynasty.
Larry Smith,
good name, but here's what I love to see. Second round pick out of Alcorn State. 6'8". Guy does
a lot of years, though.
Dude, this guy's first year in the league, This guy's first year in the league, 63 blocks. That's insane.
Let me see this guy.
Yeah, for the Golden State Warriors. How great is that?
Yeah, he was a good guy. Averaged 8.5 throughout his illustrious 10-year career.
10-year career? I'll tell you what.
The guy had a run.
The guy could go coach anywhere he wanted to on that resume.
Bill Wennington.
Dude, Wennington. Now, here's the thing about Bill Wennington.
From Montreal.
Traded to Chicago. He's another part of the Bulls dynasty. They started winning in 91 when they got Wennington.
Wennington was on those teams?
Wennington was on the 91, 92, 93 Damn. Bulls team, I think.
I didn't know you knew so much about this.
This is right
Lester
here.
Lester Connor.
This was my phase. This was the beginning of my NBA phase.
These guys are trash.
Oh, dude. You know what's funny is Lester Connor. So when we started doing these, we made fun of Lester. That's what I mean, though. We make fun of him. Yeah. And then you'll see people tag their kids. And they go like, these guys are shitting on your dad. And you go like, Lester Connor, I didn't know. Yeah. I was a child when you played in the NBA.
Dennis Johnson.
Dude.
Illustrious DJ. Career.
Dennis Johnson's a Celtic legend.
81-82. He averaged 19.5 points a game.
He was a big part of their championship team.
This guy was nasty.
Yeah. Nice. My mom's boyfriend, Joe, big Dennis Johnson fan, had a signed autograph of him on
Dennis Johnson?
On the desk in our office was a signed picture of Joe and DJ.
Mike Woodson.
Don't know. Probably did a lot.
He averaged 18 one year, 17, 18. He had a good...
He's the kind of guy where you go like...
Beast.
Damn, that's all you got? You didn't get that great of a pack, dude.
I got Malone, though.
You did get Malone.
That young Malone.
Young.
Damn, he averaged 29 in 88, 89.
I mean, dude, Karl Malone is... You know, his on the court work.
Number three all time leading scorer now.
Behind
LeBron and Kareem.
Wow. I didn't know Malone was third. The craziest is everyone wants to bring up his off court shenanigans.
His antics?
His antics of having a child with a 13-year-old, and then that child goes on to be an NFL player, which is nuts.
His son is an NFL player?
Yeah. I keep saying this. I hope it's fucking true. I mean,
probably.
But I think the kid that Malone had with that child went on to be an NFL player and doesn't talk to him and does the whole like, fuck him.
Really?
I don't fuck with him. Which
I would forgive him.
You would?
Yeah, I'm a pussy. I'd be like, damn, he's Karl Malone. I love him.
I get to be the male son.
Like, can we please hang out?
Yeah. Hey, Carl, can we hang out? He goes, Karl Malone doesn't know if you want to hang out. I think he's a third person guy.
Yeah. From the impressions.
Dude, my favorite.
Just from the Jimmy Kimmel impressions.
Yeah. Karl Malone doesn't understand. Yeah, Jimmy. You might want to scrub that off the internet. Dude, my favorite third-person story. Do you know this Ricky Henderson story?
No.
Ricky Henderson infamously spoke in third person. He was in the locker room, and someone was talking about Bible verses, specifically John 3:16, and Ricky Henderson walked by. He goes, Ricky doesn't care what John going to hit. 3:16, Ricky going to hit 3:20. I love that, dude.
Yeah.
That might be, if it's not true, just lie to me the rest of my life. I want that story to be true so bad. Damn, we got
a good. Mutombo was a third person guy. Dikembe.
He was?
I feel like there's a story of him walking into like parties and being like, who wants to sex Mutombo?
I've heard that story.
Yeah.
And also, when he used to swat motherfuckers for the Nuggets, he'd go, not on the Mount Mutombo.
Yeah.
He would say his own name.
Awesome.
You start doing that, dude. Be the first third-person comic where you go, Shane knows you like that joke.
Shane just bombed.
Shane understands you didn't get that reference. Shane thinks the crowd should be doing a lot better than it is right now. Just absolutely. Please start doing
Shane's
that.
Tired. Shane doesn't want to be here. Yeah. Shane's done with that.
Shane had too many beers before the show. Shane wants to sit down.
Shane tried to loosen up before the show. Got a little too loose.
Yeah.
Now I can't talk good.
Shane's going to say some slurs. Or slur. <Yeah. laughs> Dude, can we please follow through on this NCAA?
Yes.
House and tournament,
dude. Yes,
I'll bring my PlayStation. Absolutely. We'll bring multiple PlayStation 5s.
Multiple games going.
Multiple games
simultaneously
going in houses. Who can we invite? Oh, the food.
The food's gonna be crazy.
The food will be crazy.
Yeah.
The atmosphere. The drugs. I'm gonna do mushrooms, like, and none of this microdose pussy shit.
Yeah.
Full dose, baby.
Yeah.
Fucking fire.
You gotta watch out on those mushrooms, though. They're getting stronger.
Everything's getting stronger.
It's too much.
Everything's getting stronger.
I took one block of mushrooms the other day, a chocolate bar. It was like 4 blocks is a gram. I was like, I can have one square. That's nothing.
That happened to me.
I was high in 10 minutes.
That's what happened to me in Amsterdam.
I don't know what was in there.
They gave me truffles, and they go, here's 10 grams. And I go, dude, I can only do 3.5, and that's at my best. Yeah. And the guy went, not 10 grams. You'll be fine. And I took two-thirds of it, shot me to space faster than I've ever been in my life. At a Pearl Jam show.
Yeah, I remember that.
I freaked out and had to go stand in the back of the arena, and Lou Witzke had to find me. And I was like, it was horrible. It was horrible. I love you, dude.
I love you.
I really appreciate you coming by and doing this.
I love you.
I know you've had a hell of a week. SNL was fucking ripped.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Dude, you did awesome.
I loved it.
It was fucking cool as shit. Yeah. What a fucking great moment.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was awesome. And I'm glad you had fun. That's what you said. You said you had
fun. Yeah, it was super fun to do.
That's awesome.
The show's fun to do.
It was badass. Yeah. And I know, McKeever's saying he didn't get a word on or whatever, but just the fact that you guys, it was you and McKeever at the SNL offices, just as your friend, but also as a fan of comedy, that fucking ruled, dude.
Yeah, it was, we could have got a word in if we fought for anything.
But you went with the experience.
Yeah, we were overwhelmed. We were kind of sitting there like, we're stupid. We don't know anything.
Yeah. But they fucking did it. You did it awesome, and now you got a Karl Malone card.
Now I got a Karl Malone card.
You fucking rule, dude.
I love you.
Let's play some NCAA. I love you, too. Let's get this tournament.